You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. We're spending a full hour, I'm very pleased to say, with Kevin Freeman, a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy, one of the country's preeminent authorities on matters involving economic warfare, the author of two terrific books on the subject, Secret Weapon and Game Plan, and a very active contributor to the public policy debate in this space at globaleconomicwarfare.com. Kevin, you have been, as I say, tracking closely various threats to our economy as well as to our strategic interests. And I wonder what you make of what George Soros is up to at the moment. And there's so many things to point to, but I'm specifically thinking of what seems to be his latest wrecking operation against Europe, dealing with immigration to compound the problems for the Europeans, and then apparently bear market operations to capitalize on their difficulties. Again, walk us through that, if you would.
Sure. To get there, to understand Mr. Soros, you have to go back to a book written by the Chinese in 1999. Two senior colonels published by the People's Liberation Army, the military of China, in which they talked about the new form of warfare. And they called it financial warfare. And they said it won't be based on a statesman or a military strategist. This will be based on something they've learned from George Soros. And so after reading that, I've been very careful to watch Mr. Soros and just about everything that he does. And he's written a number of amazing books, and he's had some incredible track record in the markets. But he does something called reflexive causative investing, or it's some bizarre term like that that suggests, in my mind as I read it, you go in and you invest to create the outcome that you want, and then you capitalize on it by investing to benefit from that outcome. And there's no better example than his efforts that he has publicly stated his efforts are to remove the borders from Europe. And he's invested by donating money to causes that will help bring in as many refugees as possible. In fact, I've got a quote from a Breitbart article. It says, "Our plan treats the protection of refugees as the objective and national borders as the obstacle."
Yeah, we're talking with Kevin Freeman about economic warfare, and one of its prime practitioners, not a state, as it turns out, but a power unto himself, George Soros. And Kevin, you were describing the idea of creating conditions through open borders in Europe that would be susceptible to exploitation financially by George Soros. Give us how he's operationalizing that in this instance, as best you can tell.
Sure. Well, Mr. Soros, as we mentioned, has put forth a plan and funded it to remove the national borders of Europe. And to admit as many refugees as possible. Now, just a couple of days ago in the Wall Street Journal, he's talking about why he's bearish on European equities and why he's trying to profit from the collapse or the fall in the prices of European equities. And the quote in the journal says, "Mr. Soros also argues that there remains a good chance the European Union will collapse under the weight of the migration crisis." Something that we just referenced that he was funding. This is the kind of financial terrorism that the Chinese authors were talking about in their book Unrestricted Warfare when they called Mr. Soros, they basically called him a financial terrorist. You fund something that causes a bad outcome and then you invest to profit from it. And that's what we see happening based on these two news reports, Mr. Soros funding a mass wave of migration into Europe and then realizing that that could collapse the European Union. And so he's betting that the European Union will collapse and he's poised to profit from it. It's a very frightening thing.
Yeah. Another example, I guess, is bin Laden apparently shorting airline stocks shortly before 9/11 when he was about to create mayhem for them. Kevin, what you've described is obviously most immediately a problem for the people of Europe. Why would this be if the European Union, I'm personally very keen on having the Brits get out of it, for example, but why would the diminishing of the European Union's influence and power be a bad thing, as you see it, for the United States?
Well, I don't see. First, I don't see it just as a problem for the European Union. The immigrants, the migrants, refugees will be there and drain the economy, whether or not the nations are in a union or not. So it's going to.
So it's a problem for the countries, more to the point, not simply the European Union.
Exactly, he's going to profit from the countries burdened under the weight of the thing. You know, just imagine that you buy fire insurance on a building and then you set the building on fire.
Let me ask you about one other aspect of this. George Soros, of course, was a man who quite publicly ascribed to the 2008 collapse of the U.S. economy, a naked short selling in the U.S. market of Lehman Brothers stock. You have, of course, written about this in your book, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again. When he endorsed that theory, that hypothesis of yours, Kevin, I know that it had to have given you, sort of mixed feelings. You know, on the one hand, validation, yes, but coming from a man who knows as much about this as he does, a sense of an ominous foreshadowing of why, in fact, this could be done again by people like him.
Well, we know that Mr. Soros was convicted of insider trading in France. He's fought that conviction repeatedly, but it's held up. We know that Mr. Soros profited from the 2008 crash. His fund was one of a handful of hedge funds. Now, I researched this intently. I did not find any evidence that he'd done anything illegal in 2008, that he seemed to be more like an observer, an astute observer, watching it happen and profiting from it rather than causing it. I believe that the real problem traces back to sovereign wealth funds in the Middle East that had an anti-America, anti-Lehman Brothers, anti-Jewish intent.
Might that include Saudi sovereign wealth funds? Speaking of
I didn't see any Saudi role in it, although they could have. Qatar was the primary problem, and it goes back to someone that you know of, Kawadawi. So, but Soros certainly was aware of what was going on. He published an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal describing it, and he profited from it. I don't believe he triggered it or caused it, but I think he laid the groundwork for people to be aware of how to do it.
Kevin, let me ask you about, with respect to Europe, do you have concerns about the British government pulling out of the European Union? There's a lot of scaremongering going on about the implications of that, particularly for Britain's financial well-being and trade relations with us and the like. How do you see it?
Actually, I think it'd be a very positive thing for the British and for the Americans and the world economy. One of the biggest problems we have a massive stimulus monetarily from central banks around the world. And we have a pretty fair amount of fiscal stimulus. People are running government deficits. The problem we have, why the economy is so slow and failing to take off, I believe is in large part regulatory, that it's so difficult to start a new business. And the European Union is among the worst at overwhelming regulation. So breaking up the EU might spark an economic revival. Even if they have to renegotiate trade agreements, it could be. And Mark Faber, who's known for doom, gloom, and boom, I think he writes a newsletter, he's a famous market commentator, he actually thinks it would be a bullish sign if the British exited.
We'll be following it closely, as will you, I know, at globaleconomicwarfare.com. Kevin Freeman is our guest for this full hour, a very important conversation about largely ill-understood aspect of the war for the free world. We'll be talking about it more with him straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.